I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 So bago ko basahin ang scripture for today at idiretso yung sermon, although part na to ng sermon, may tanong muna ako. Katanungan. What, especially sa couples, what makes your relationship stay together? Ha?
Communication.
Compromise.
Trust.
Trust. Okay. Ano pa? What makes a relationship stay together?
Honesty.
Commitment. Although vague pa yung commitment. Ano? You stick together no matter what. Pero bakit? There is still commitment, and then there is still that question, bakit?
Love.
Love.
Love is patient.
Because of love. Love in what way? Masyadong, lahat naman tayo nag-agree sa love, pero masyado pang vague si love. How do you concretize love? Ayun nga, why do you love in spite and despite of?
Care,
you care.
Learn to accept.
Learn to accept. Acceptance. So, yan ang ating pag-uusapan today. The big question for today is, hindi lang sa romantic relationship, but in any relationship, what keeps us together? What keeps us united? What keeps us to be in the relationship in spite and despite of? So, let me read from Scripture, from 1 Corinthians. The second part of 1 Corinthians is, alam nyo na yan, pero basahin natin. So, I'm reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 12 to 14, and then 13, verse 1 to 7. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, so many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized, and into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. Chapter 13, verse 1 to 7. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic words and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith as so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and even if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient, love is kind, love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Sisters and brothers, in these human words, God's word is heard. Susugan pa natin yung tanong na what makes a relationship work? Ano pa? Sabi kanina, acceptance, communication, trust, commitment, trust. Compromise, honesty. Sacrifice. And what makes you stay together despite na if trust is broken, if honesty is not there, if there's failure in communication? What are those things, other things that despite all failure in those things, you still stay together? Without that person. Okay. To be with that person. Ano pa? When things fall apart, what makes you stay together?
Paano baby natin?
If both parties still want to work out, I stay.
If they still want to work out.
If both desire. If it's mutual. If you want to work it out.
But there are times na hindi siya mutual.
Yeah.
Then,
wala na
yun. Okay lang yung imperfections, but you... Okay. God, parang may
not sure, but the bond that you have, the experiences that you shared, it's just the bond that it's more of being a man. It's a, for example, if you're in your family, right? Or a friend, perhaps. Kung sasayang ka niya sa pinagsamahan, so maybe you want to catch it up.
The what they call this? The life together.
The life together.
That was built over the months or years. You don't just wanna throw it away. Hindi ko pala pinagpaalam to. Okay lang naman siguro. 6 months into the only on the 6th month of my relationship with Lawrence that I said, okay, siya ang aking partner. But in those 6 months, I was like asking myself, siya ba talaga? I was asking myself, kumuha ba ako ng batong ipupukol sa aking ulo? So we much of the challenges we had, or at least sa akin, siyempre iba naman interpretation niya, was in the first 6 months to a year of our relationship. Kasi yun yung adjustment period, you know. Nag-a-adjust kami sa ugali ng isa't isa. And that's where you adjust to each other's quirkiness, to each other's imperfections, until mag-sync kayo eh. No? And yeah, all of the things that you said within the first 6 months to a year would be the building of the trust, adjustment, how much honesty you can say, give, or do. Although let's be realistic, there is no such thing as 100% honest all the time, even in the smallest things. May mga ganyan kami eh, yung umamin ka, kumain ka na, no? May mga ganon. Umamin ka, tinignan mo yung lalaki, no? Mga ganyan. So, yeah, honesty, trust, in the first 6 months, and you build that. You it's not ready made, it's not ready built. And so what I'm trying to say today is, and some of you might have heard about this in previous workshops of the church, that everything there is in our relationship, romantic, yun na lang gagamitin ko, romantic relationship is applicable to community, to church. When you speak of trust, commitment, honesty, adjustment with each other, being with, para sa inyo talaga itong sermon na ito eh. So everything is applicable in the dynamics of relationship to community. And what we say about love, yes, love is that which unites us. Love is that which that it's unexplainable and yet you stay together. It is that reason. Love is the common reason why people stay together. Pero sabi ko nga kanina, love is such a vague word. It's such a vague word. So what is it? What is it that despite of everything, you stay together or you stay in the relationship? Number one, nabanggit na ni Kuya Mike. To be in a loving relationship is to be with. To be with. There is no such thing as relationship that is absent. Presence is the first component of a relationship. Now, sabi niyo, siguro tanong niyo, paano yung long distance? So how can you be present in each other's lives even as you are physically not together? Nonetheless, presence is the first thing about love. What compels us to be together is the desire, the unexplainable desire to always be with the person that you love. No matter what. Kahit na buwisit kayo sa isa't isa. Yung pagkabuwisit nyo sa isa't isa, hindi maglalast. Second, if we concretize love, other than being together, the other reason why we stay in love is because we want the other person to be happy. We want the other person to be better, to grow, to realize their highest and greatest potential. There is no love if that love does not desire the good of each other. Love is always for the good of the one that we love. And also of us. Kasi relationship nga eh. Next, number three. Actually, number three, parang number one. Kasama siya sa number one. That in terms of presence, love means that we are there for the person in their greatest time of failure, pain, and grief. In their greatest time of challenge. There is no love that does not care for the other person who is suffering at a given time, at a given moment. That is the reason why despite any conflict, any tension, any whether petty or medyo malaki-laking issue na pinag-aawayan, despite of all those things, despite of your differences, you remain in that relationship. Because of those three components. Because of those three components. Why am I talking about this? Sabi ko nga, today is the end of the week of prayer for Christian unity. So, po itong past na linggong ito, ang mga Katoliko, Aglipaya, mga nasa ecumenical movement has come together to have worship for since ano ba, Monday to kahapon. Every day may worship service or may prayer service in different places in Metro Manila for the prayer of Christian unity. Actually, gusto ko na nga tanggalin yung ano eh, yung prayer part. Dapat, ano na, Christian unity. So what I'm talking about these things. Because unity, the challenge of unity is always about the differences of people. At kung i-relate ulit natin sa relationship, it's the conflicts that we have in our relationships is based on our differences. Pero the differences itself is not the problem. Because reality yon, reality na hindi tayo magkakamukha, reality hindi tayo magkakaugali, reality hindi tayo pare-pareho ng iniisip o pinanggalingan. The reality is that the problem of unity or in staying in any given relationship, the problem is our inability to accept the differences of people and the differences of our partner. Nung nag-a-adjust kami ni Lawrence sa relationship namin. Nasa seminaryo ako, siyempre meron akong mga ibang perspektibo sa buhay. Tapos minsan, meron siyang mababanggit or something like naglalakad kami sa may ano to sa Festival Mall ba to? At biglang niyang sabi, paano pag bumili ako ng Louis Vuitton? Sabi niyang ganyan. Magagalit ka. Sabi niyang ganyan. Magre-react ka. So isa yan sa mga ano namin, adjustment period. Ano pa ba yung mga ano namin? Nung naging kami, isa sa mga una niyang sabi sa akin, so Mariah fan siya. Tapos, the other thing, nagko-collect siya at hobby niya yung Barbie. Hindi to Barbie na tag 300 pesos, 600. This is Barbie like Barbie. So, alam niyo naman ako yung, I mean, sabi ko, walang problema, okay lang. Sabi niya, hindi na ako bibili. Sabi niya. So mga, one of the things, our differences. Kasi yung sa akin naman, so nagsiseminaryo ka, so magpapastor ka. Ibig sabihin ba noon, pati ba pambayad sa kuryente, ibibigay mo sa nangangailangan? Sabi niya ganun. So, ito yung mga differences namin. Different perspectives, different life, ano. And sometimes, nagkakabanggaan kami sa mga bagay na yan. Tulad nung Louis Vuitton. Kasi, sabi ko sa kanya, at the end of the day, it's your money. If you wanna buy that, it's up to you. At wala, it shouldn't affect our relationship. But if you really are asking my view, sa amin to. But if you're really asking my view on it, why do you need a bag that's worth 2 months, 3 months of our expenses? Sabi kong ganun. Do you really need that? Yun yung ako. Okay. So yun yung difference. Nag-away kami dun eh. Nag-away kami nun nasa Alabang kami. So these are the differences. Kaya even 6 months into the relationship, I was asking myself, is he the partner that I want to be with? Na overcome naman namin yun. Na pag-balance naman namin. So the problems of unity, the problems of community, the problems of churches, the problems of the world is simply this, at least for the lesson today, is the inability to accept the differences that we have. Yan ang problema ng mundo. To oversee our differences. And to see that there is something more than our differences that's more important. And that's why I bring it back to relationship. That's why I bring it back there. Because in your own relationships, kung may jowa kayo ngayon, or single kayo, pero even among friends or family, or pag magka-jowa na kayo in the future, you will always be different people in the relationship. But your differences should not define or should not make or break your relationship. That you have to realize there is something more and beyond the tensions of our relationship. And that is when we say love is the main component of our relationship, it means that the desire to be with each other is more important than our differences. That our desire for each other to be better, to grow, to mature, to realize the highest and greatest potential is more important than our conflicts, tensions, and differences. And that even if nabubwisit tayo sa isa't isa, in the moment of pain of the one that we love, we will still be there for the one that we love. These are the things that makes a relationship stay together. We are different, yet we are united by the same compulsion of love. Ulitin ko. We are different, yet united by the same compulsion of love. Yan din yung, pag tinatanong si Lawrence about the two of us, ang sinasabi niya, I have learned to accept that I am not Joseph and Joseph is not me. I also have learned that Joseph has his own friends and I have my own friends. And it's okay for us not to be together all the time. Minsan kasi sa mga magkarelasyon, para ang gusto natin, dapat yung gusto ni partner, yung gusto rin natin. May ganun eh. Dapat, si partner, gustuhin niya rin yung friends ko. Diba? But the truth of it is it doesn't really have to. Well and good kung ganun. Pero kung hindi, dapat okay lang. We must be able to stay together despite our unique individualities and our differences. We must be able to accept what is and to learn from what is. There is also a lot of things to learn from your differences. From your differences. And we have to be able to celebrate those differences that builds us, that builds our relationship, that builds our individuality. We do not get into a relationship, we do not become friends because we want the exact same person to be with us. So isa sa mga sinasabi namin sa kasal ni, ewan ko sinasabi ito ni Kuya Mike, difference is what makes a relationship possible. Because you are not marrying yourself. And that we have to be able to celebrate those things in your partner, in your friend, in your community that builds you up. And that builds up the other. And that those things, yung mga bagay na hindi masyadong happy, we must be able to wrestle and to work through our differences. We have to wrestle with it. There are maraming bagay sa Bible yung very comforting. Stories of comfort, stories of hope. Pero marami din sa Bible ang stories of conflict, stories of wrestling. Remember Jacob who wrestled with God. Kaya siya pinangalan ng Israel. There are things in our lives, in our relationships that we need to wrestle with. There are things that we celebrate with. There are things that we need to wrestle with. And wrestling with them helps us to see God. Wrestling with them makes us appreciate many things about life, about God, about community. So, wanna stay together? Wanna be united always? Always remind yourself about what love is. At ano yon? Ano ulit yung love? Number one? Hindi pa.
Presence
because you wanna
be with
together. Second? The good and the growth of the other. And lastly? Presence pa din. In the person's moment of pain. No matter what, we are there. You are there. We are there. We have to remind ourselves of that. And unless you are ready for those three things, sa mga single na to, magpe-February na kasi, unless you are ready for those three things, you will not be ready to be in a relationship. Love is an act of remembering. Remember what love is for love to continue on. Remember what love is. Kaya nga si San Pablo, si Saint Paul, sa kanyang pitong letters, paulit-ulit niya yung tema ang love. At kinoconcretize niya yung love. Kaya sa narinig natin, what is love? Love is patient. Love is kind. Because it's not enough to say love. What is love? So dinidefine niya. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is... And kaya ko binasa yung first chapter na yung chapter 12 na we are one body, many members. And then kinoconnect ni Paul sa love. To be together is the reason to be the reason of being together is love. And despite whatever we will do in our lives, despite whatever you will do for your partner, for your friend, for your community, if you don't have love, then it is nothing. It is nothing. Kaya nga meron ding mga relasyon, relationships, na lahat na ginawa mo. Bakit feeling mo wala pa rin pag-ibig? Bakit feeling mo hindi ka pa rin masaya? So that is something to reflect on. all of these things that I have just talked about goes back to community, goes back to church. In this church, we will always have conflict. We will have tensions. We will have problems. We will have challenges. Inasmuch as we will have laughter, we will have celebrations, we will have triumph, success. But in all of those things, we have to be reminded that everything that we do here, everything we say, should be a compulsion of love, should be by and for love. That we want to be together, that we desire each other's good and each other's potential, and that we will be there for each other in time of anybody has a time of pain, sorrow, and struggles. As a church community, it is the love of God through Jesus that binds us together. It is the love of God through Jesus that pushes us to come together. It is the love of God through Jesus that makes us want to be with each other. It is the love that compels us to serve. It is the love that compels us. Kasi ano yung sabi ko nung nakaraan? You can go to other communities. You can go to other organizations. We have a lot of LGBT organizations that are equally supportive, equally wonderful. Maybe they have better facility, better programming. But we are here, and I hope it is clear that we stay united despite of our differences because of the love of God through Jesus. If we are to have unity in Christ, united in prayer, united in study and volunteer work, united despite our differences and tensions, united with food, stories, united in tears and laughter, united in generosity and thanksgiving, in the same way that you have surrendered yourself to the love that you have right now, we have to surrender to the simplicity of love and joyfully do everything in the name of love. If you love the Lord this afternoon, will you say amen?
Amen.
Parang hindi. If you love the Lord this afternoon, will you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Salamat kay Troy Perry.